From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Somali-based Al-Shabaab militant group has acknowledged a U.S. airstrike on one of its camps, but dismisses the casualty figure released as exaggerated. Monday, the U.S. said both manned and unmanned aircraft Saturday struck more than 150 Al-Shabaab militants preparing for a large-scale attack. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the target was a camp called Rosso, north of Mogadishu.
This is a good example of how the United States military can use our resources and capabilities in partnership with forces on the ground, in this case, African Union forces, to counter extremism and protect the United States and our interests.
A Pentagon spokesman said the fighters posed an imminent threat to U.S. and African Union forces. European Union leaders say they've reached a possible compromise with Ankara to return thousands of migrants to Turkey. They're confident a full agreement can be reached next week. They agreed to give Ankara more money to help care for refugees, ease visa requirements for Turks, and speed up Ankara's membership in the 28-member EU. Ahmet Davutoğlu is the Turkish prime minister.
This is a humanitarian process helping refugees, but at the same time, it is a strategic issue for us as Turkey that Turkey will be integrated to EU, and Turkish-EU relation will create a new momentum in international field, because this Syrian issue showed us very clearly that there is a need of a much more sophisticated, integrated strategy between Turkey and EU.
A two-day summit scheduled for March 17th is expected to finalize a commitment and agree on a deal the leaders hope will allow for a return to normalcy at their borders by year's end. This is VOA News. In Tunisia, Islamist fighters from Libya attacked the border town of Ben Gourdan Monday, targeting police and army posts. At least 53 people, including security force personnel, were killed. President Beji Caid Essebsi went on state television afterward, warning the North African country is at war with what he called barbarians. South Korea Tuesday imposed fresh sanctions on North Korea over its latest nuclear test and rocket launch. They included an expanded number of individuals and entities blacklisted and a ban on vessels docked to North Korean ports from using South Korean waters. Monday, the U.S. said it takes threats of a nuclear attack by the North seriously. That warning from Pyongyang came as the U.S. and South Korea launched war exercises. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We do take those threats seriously and again call on Pyongyang to cease with the provocative rhetoric, cease with the threats, and quite frankly, more critically, cease the provocative behavior, the actual conduct that has led now to yet another round of international sanctions, the toughest that have been executed now in decades against Pyongyang.
Kirby referring to last week's unanimous UN Security Council resolution approved in the wake of that North Korea nuclear test and rocket launch. At least 10 people have been killed between rival militia in the first violence in Central African Republic since Faustin Archange Touadéra was sworn in as president last week. The violence late Saturday occurred in the central town Bambari, with local officials suggesting it may have been a reprisal attack. Hopes were raised a new administration would help end 3 years of violence sparked by a coup that ousted President Francois Bozizé in 2013. Pakistan's military said Tuesday its fresh airstrikes killed at least 21 militants in the rest of North Waziristan tribal region near the Afghan border. The action came as the death toll in Monday's suicide bombing at a court compound in the northwest town of Sabakar rose to 17. National Football League quarterback Peyton Manning has decided to go out on top after 18 seasons, announcing his retirement just a month after he helped the Denver Broncos win the Super Bowl. An emotional 39-year-old Manning held a news conference.
When I look back on my NFL career, I'll know without a doubt that I gave everything I had to help my teams walk away with a win. There were other players who were more talented, but there was no one who could out-prepare me.
Manning retires as the all-time leader in regular season touchdown passes and yards gained. President Obama has ordered flags at the White House and all federal buildings lowered to half-staff as a mark of respect to the memory of former First Lady Nancy Reagan. The wife of the 40th president, Ronald Reagan, died Sunday of congestive heart failure at age 94. She'll be buried on Friday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.